Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
22-yard attempt by Pinheiro. And the kick is solid. Eddie Pinheiro with the field goal to give the Bears the lead, 21-19.
Let's celebrate. 12 in a row. We didn't make the playoffs, but we found a kicker, baby. Last show of the year, Hamp, OB, and Kaz. My name is Mark Harmon. 21-19. The Bears beat the Minnesota Vikings. Hampo, it's the last time we get to do this. Good to see you, my friend.
Well, as always, a pleasure to be a part of the festivities here. You know, folks, we're going to spend the next 2 hours kind of combing through the ashes of this 2019 season of the Chicago Bears. But first and foremost, I'll just say, hey, you cut it any way you want. 8-8's 8-8. Nagy won his 20th game as a Chicago Bear head coach, and the Bear organization was the very first ones to trumpet it that he has the all-time record for wins in the first 2 years of a Chicago Bear head coach. So congratulations to Matt Nagy. Now that we've got that out of the way, where's the booby prize for squandering a wonderful opportunity to make some history this season, OB? And you know, we're going to go through this, and you know, a lot of the fingers point at Nagy, a lot of the fingers point at the quarterback, a lot of the fingers point at. Think about this in the big picture. Every year, you see teams the ebbs and tides, and they get better, and they certain players have perform and have career. Nobody had a career year this year, but. You got to give kudos to Allen Robinson on offense.
No doubt.
He got healthier and healthier and was a bigger and better part of the Chicago Bear offense. And Nick Kwiatkowski, when he was given the opportunity, he excelled. And you've got to just say, wow, this kid today coming up with a safety. So not only that, but Cordell Patterson and Eddie Pinheiro were honorable mentions for, you know, I wouldn't say MVP, but in some strange, crazy way, this team has got to have players progress and get better, and those two made us better in a lot of small ways.
They get honorable mentions for guys who were a nice story to 2019, and you actually saw moments where, like, what? We should use Cordarrelle Patterson a little bit more. And Obi, you got to see him in the backfield. You've been screaming about that since about week two. By the way, good to see you too, sir. Yeah.
Well, listen, congratulations to the Bears, excuse me, on their win today, and which we'll get into this game because that's what we're here. I'm not here to talk about go back to this year and then all of last year and then all this prediction about next year. But I tell you what, there's a lot to talk about in this particular game. The coaching, again, the ability, these last two games – to open up this offense and let Trubisky have his head, let him use the full gamut of an offensive attack. And I've been saying again, to move the ball down the field, pass down the field, you know, strong side, weak side, sprint outs, do everything. These last two games, and you know what we did? We did not even try to do it. He stayed in the pocket, and how many times have we seen the bubble screen? The bubble screen, the bubble screen, the bubble screen, which is a horizontal play, which really hasn't worked. And it's sometimes you could hit it, you could hit a home run, but that is like very, very few and far between. The other thing, playing this game today, and again, congratulating him on the win, but sometimes things are what they are. Most of these kids for the Vikings today, that play today, won't even be in football next year. What happens is some will leave with free agency. Some of them, they won't even be invited back. And then they'll have a new crop of draftees and free agents that they're going to sign and bring in. We played our first team out They're all game. They played backups, and took it down to the last second or two in the game. I'm not going to let this guy walk away from the Nagy and his coaching staff to go up there and play some kids that may not even be in the league next year. I almost guarantee it. More often than not, they won't even be here. And you got to fight it down to the last second. Why? Because this game and the game before, when we're out of everything, it's a chance to open up the offense, which I know all you listeners and everybody's been waiting to see happen. Couple the running game with a mobile, high-flying offensive attack, and we can't do it. Now, either Nagy doesn't have any clue about it, and neither does any other offensive coach, or boy, if that, we're in a sad state here, folks. Why, again, I'll say it for the last time, these last two games, all the time in the world to set up and open up offense and go and see what Trubisky can do on the run, moving the pocket, having our receivers go down the field and trying to make big plays. Again today, why do I say it? Against the backups, folks. You know how many touchdowns we scored today? None the first half. We scored one touchdown. One touchdown against the Minnesota Vikings, who sat all their regulars. One.
312-981-7200. That is the phone number. And, you know, thinking about what you're saying there, OB, the highlight of the game was the 4th and 9 at the Bears 49. And I don't want to make this a referendum that we found the quarterback or that they've changed the offense, but that was the highlight of the game. 4th and 9, game's over. He rolls out and he finds Riley Ridley for 32 yards. That was it. That was, the guy was wide open. They went down the field. It saved their ass. They won the football game. By the way, if they had a first-round draft pick, they would be picking 19th, and they could have been, if you were 7-9, 7-9 teams are drafting at 11 on down. So I, you did not want the Bears to win today, but they don't have a first-round pick, so I guess it doesn't matter as much.
Well, before you go out and throw your roses at Trubisky.
Are you being a smart aleck?
Yes, he is.
Well, not really. You
can't be that dumb.
I would have
preferred. You can't be that stupid.
Which part?
The whole thing, what you're talking about.
It would have been better for them to lose today.
Did you see his passes today?
I'm not saying he played
well. They weren't in the same zip code.
Did you like the one in the end zone when he nearly broke the guy's face in the front row? That was a good pass. I'm not saying Mitchell Trubisky had a good day.
But you know what? On that 4th and 9, let me just set it up, OB. We were down 18-19. And so, essentially, this is like, okay, if we're going to try to win.
Against who?
Against the Minnesota Viking B team. Now,
oh my God.
On first down, Trubisky double pumps and then fires it out of bounds to, you know, trying to hit Robinson. A wasted play. Second down, he kind of, you know, spins around and then he tries to get up inside the pocket. And number 50, I don't even know who it is, it's a backup linebacker, is standing there in a spy technique waiting for him. And yet he pulls the ball down, tries to run, and this guy just, you know, just pummels him. Now, it's third down. Third down, he was picked off on a quick slant to Cohen. The linebacker got his hands up. A starter probably would have picked that off and returned it. But now it results in the 4th and 9 that our beloved host here is pointing out was the play of the game, the play of the year, the reason why everybody in Trubisky land has great hope. 4th and 9, he rolls out and hits Riley Ridley for a 34-yard gain that put us in position to kick a field goal. And by the way, for the 10th time in 16 games this year, folks, we did not score a touchdown in the first half. Be it what it may.
Let's make that roll out, the Mueller game-changing moment, sponsored by the Mueller Auto Group.
Yep, that was it.
With family-owned dealerships in Highland Park, Gurnee, and Hoffman Estates. Mueller Automotive, you will not be disappointed. To your point, OB, I just want to give you one stat. I know you don't love stats, but I just want to give you this one. And it has to do with your bubble screens and our guy Tariq Cohen. This was courtesy of ESPN Stats and Info. Tariq Cohn, 5.89 yards per reception. That was coming into today. That's the second lowest among qualified players this season. 5.89, because they throw that screen, that whatever you want to call it, over and over and over again. And so anybody, it's the fifth lowest among players with at least 50 catches. You got to go all the way back to 2001.
And guess what happened today? They threw it 10 times. He caught it 9 times and averaged less than 5 yards a carry, 4.9.
You want to talk about stats?
You can't make it up.
I'll give you one. Going into last week's game,
sure.
Going into the game.
Okay.
We all know there's 32 teams in the league. Yards per pass attempt. Where do you think Trubisky ranked out of 32 teams? Quarterbacks.
I did a lot of guessing in the 30s. That's not even close.
Where is it at, OB? I should know that myself, but I'd be guessing too. 27?
He's tied for 46th.
46th in the league?
In the league. In the league.
OB is showing me a piece of newspaper.
Tied for 46th. There's only 32 teams in the league.
That's not good. I would say it's decidedly bad. 312-981-7200. You guys want to take some calls here? Let's get the people service everybody here.
Sure.
All right. Ed in Texas wants to talk about Tariq, so we can start there. Welcome to WGN, Ed. Go ahead, man.
Hello. Good evening. This is Ed from Maywood, but I live in Texas now. I have a question about some of these statistics. I think Tariq Cohen broke a record by Johnny Morris or somebody for most receptions by a running back in a 2-year period. And my question is that deceiving? Because when I was a little boy watching football, on 3rd and 25, you may try to throw a bomb, and if it's intercepted, you know, it's just like a punt. Whereas today on 3rd and 25, they'll throw a screen pass, a guy will run for 15 yards, and then they'll punt. And the same thing with this guy from the Panthers. Not trying to take anything away from him, but he got 1,000 yards receiving and 1,000 yards running. And I'm just wondering, is that a deception, these statistics with these running backs?
Eddie,
thanks, Ed.
A little correction for you. Johnny Morris was not a running back. He's a wideout.
And one of the best wideouts that the Bears have ever had. But look, as far as, like, people want to kill Tariq Cohen, that, to me, goes to the head coach. You're not putting him in position to be successful.
Exactly. And essentially, what he has...
He should be a slot back.
Well, exactly, OB. And you know what? Ego and the self-perception of that you're a genius and that you... It's right in front of you. You came from Kansas City. They had a player of the same type of dimensions and speed and quickness in Tariq Hill in Kansas City, and yet we refused to have this kid get in the slot.
Right.
And normally you got a nickel or maybe even sometimes a safety or linebacker.
Exactly.
Run him on a double move, a deep post and slants and all the – why? Why? You know, and I tell my wife this all the time, imitation is the most sincerest form of flattery. Well, maybe he doesn't want to give credit to Andy Reid or whoever is utilizing Tariq Hill to blow up everybody's defense. He thinks he's, you know, so much smarter. We're going to make this guy, you know, we're going to give him the ball in the backfield where all the 300-pounders can clobber him, or throw the speed screen where, you know, if we don't have good blocking, boom, it goes for 3 yards, and now it's 2nd and 7.
I've said that last year, and I said it all this year. Put him in the slot. He's not a running back. He would be dangerous. He would be more effective with his quickness, with his deception, his breakaway speed. He'd be perfect. Nagy, our offensive people can't figure it out. That's why we can't convert on third down. That's why we can't score touchdowns, Dan. That's a big reason why.
And you know what, folks, so much of the time, and you're going to hear this, and we're watching this game out of the corner of our eye. This is a big game. The 49ers are in Seattle. It's going to decide a lot of the playoff slots. But it's imperative. They desperately want to be the first to score. Changes the whole trajectory of the game plan, the way you call it, defense, all that. All year long, we scored, coming into today, 15 games, 31 points in the first quarter. by far the fewest of any team. I'm talking about the Miami Dolphins, Cincinnati, all these deadbeat teams. We were the lowest scoring team in all of football, and yet Nagy wants to act like he's got all the answers. I don't think so.
Jeff Vukovich, he's back in our WGN huddle right here. He's the straight shooter. He knows insurance. He's on our side, and he'd love to help you. Nationwide on your side, check out jeffvuk.com. Nationwide.
What is this? The third game of the year? Third time we've gone over 100 yards?
In rushing. Third rushing one. And in the
out of 16 games, it's only the third time, correct?
Third time, and here's the catastrophe underbelly to that. In both of those games, we only scored 16 points. Now, today, we had to scrape out, what was it, 21?
21, sir, 21, yes.
One touchdown. With all that rushing yardage, you should be able to blow people's defense. A second team defense. Oh, my God.
All right, quick timeout. Coming on back here with your calls, 312-981-7200. Kaz will join us at the top of the hour. Adam Hoge at 8:30. It's the final Hamp, OB, and Kaz of the 2019 season. We are sponsored by your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealers.
Where'd you get that hat?
At Chevy Drive. You like this hat, right?
Yeah,
ChevyDriveChicago.com. That's a little Hanukkah gift right here, buddy. Little gray Bears hat. Fits me well. Thank you for noticing, OB.